Okay, hello everyone. Hello, hello. Welcome. I welcome you all to Go Walk the Talk Online Ministry. My name is Rhonda Scott, and I am just so grateful to God. You all, this has been a long time coming. This has been a long time in the process, but I am determined, hallelujah, to do what the Lord will have me to do. So I welcome you all. This is actually an audio. This is an audio portion of one of my blogs. The title of the blog, it's about that time. It's about that time. And so, this is the first part. Actually, it's a two-part audio because I really didn't want it to be so long. So I want to share it with you all, and let's have a word of prayer before we begin. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now. Father, we thank you, God. Oh God, we thank you when we bless your name, Father God. Lord God, we thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah, God. This opportunity, Lord God, to just share your word, to share our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray that you bless each listener, each person reading this blog. Hallelujah, God. Each person listening, Lord God, I just lift them to you now, Father. I ask you to bless them in an area where they need it, God. I ask you to build them up and make them strong in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God. I pray that you bless their ears, that they would hear. And Lord God, as they're listening to this audio, that it would be like they're hearing a message directly from you, a download from you to them. God, bless them, bless their household, bless their health, bless every part of them, bless every need, that every need would be met in Jesus' name. God, we just thank you right now. We just thank you right now. Lord God, I pray that as they hear your word, as your word goes forth, that their faith would be built, that they would be encouraged. Hallelujah. That they would, that their faith would be built, and that they would be encouraged in the Lord. And it's all for you to get the glory, Jesus. Jesus, we give you all the glory. We thank you and we praise you, God, in the wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus, the name above every name. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Amen. So the title of this article is, like I said, it's a blog article, a message, and it is, it's about that time. Time is of the essence. Okay. What time is it? What time is it? What time is it in your life? In your own individual life, what time is it? You know, where time is something that we're always really conscious about, right? We're always conscious about the time. And so we want to know, what time is it in our lives? The word of God tells us to everything, there's a season and a time, right? In Ecclesiastes. So we want to focus and zone in, what time is it in our life? So, okay, I'm going to start now with the blog article. It says, have you been doing the same things you were doing 5, 10, 20, 30 years ago? Same old, same old. How is that working out for you? Have you done a little honest self-reflection lately? Have you did some self-reflection and thought about the outcomes? Are your outcomes positive or negative? I hope you are experiencing positive outcomes. Let's talk about how you're trending in these six areas of your life. Now, when I say you, that means me included, right? So when you see or hear you, that means me and you, or you and I, okay? So now, if you journal, this would be like a really good topic. The self-reflection in these six areas. I'm gonna highlight the six areas to you. So now, if it was me, I probably would need like a big thick college route notebook for the relations portion. And then maybe like an index card or a sticky note for my social life portion. So now the thing about outcomes, okay, we're going to get to the six areas, but the thing about outcomes, remember, we're doing some self-reflection, right? So we're looking at, okay, this is how we've been doing things. What has that outcome been? Hey, if the outcome has been absolutely great, press on, continue on, carry on in the name of Jesus. However, if it's kind of been like me, there are some, I want to improve on the outcomes. So the thing about outcomes, how do you measure the outcome? For example, what are you going to base the outcome on? What will you measure? What will you measure the outcome up against? So what determines if the outcome is really good or bad? Each person's view on the outcome can be different. So in order to get an accurate measurement of the outcome, we need a standard, right? We need a predetermined, across the board, standard way of measuring our outcome. So if we're going to do this the right way, we need a foundation. We always need a firm foundation, you all. So a measuring tool that is based on the truth, an accurate measuring tool. We wouldn't want to use a tape measure that measures and say we need a dress size 8 when we know, hey, wait a minute, I've been squeezing into a size 18, right? And brothers, would you want to wear a size 10 shoe? The measure says you need a size 10 when you know you wear a size 12 all day long, right? Exactly. So let's all start out on the same page using the same measuring tool, the same standard, the same foundation. And that is the word of God. Now, these are the areas, and it's like, this really could be like a whole 6-week course, but we're just going to kind of skim the surface for now. And then, this is something really good that you all could work on, a little self-reflection, but I would like to come back and revisit this, all of the areas, but for the sake of time. So here's the six areas. 1, relationships. 2, career, business, finance, income. Okay. 3, health. 4, personal development. 5, social life. And 6, spiritual growth and development. I saved the best for last, y'all. Okay. So have you been consistent? Consistency is a good thing, right? I'm referring to consistency as in regularity or steady continuity, consistency, like free from variation. We all have patterns and cycles. If you stop and think about it, repeating the same cycle. So sometimes we do that. Are you satisfied with your results, with the outcome of your decisions? Have you accomplished the things you wanted to or planned on accomplishing in your life? I know I do ask a lot of questions, but one thing about it, it promotes active participation, right? It's like you can be a participant in a conversation. You can be passive, where it's just kind of going in one ear and out the other, or you can be an active participant and questions just trying to trigger a separate area in the brain to cause, it's a question. It's like you see a question mark, you hear a question, you anticipate that a response is expected from you. Okay. So, it's like I like to ask questions. It's just like a good teaching, a teaching strategy, right? Okay. Now, does any of this sound familiar? Here are some common phrases. I'm guilty of a couple of them. Okay, I have to admit. So no cheating. If you didn't say it out loud, did you think it? And we're talking about, we're doing self-reflection. So that means thinking back, considering right now, but including, you know, thinking back as well. So now, here are some of the things. I'm doing me right now. That used to be my favorite one. Okay. That's nothing to be proud of, by the way. I know what I'm doing. One thing about me, I'm consistent. Just let me do me. I like to do things my way. And people need to stay out of my business. Right. So these are some common phrases that sometimes, you know, as we make decisions, these are some common phrases. Thoughts are kind of like an attitude. It's like an attitude thing. Right. And so now I just want to say this, these type of phrases, this is the flesh. Galatians 5:24 tells us to crucify the flesh. Deliberately put it to death. Lay it to rest. Galatians 5:16. So I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. So our prayer and desire is, Father, your will be done. God, we want your will to be done in our lives, right? Now, let's look at the six areas of self-reflection. I'm going to repeat them. Let me repeat them right quick. Relationships, money, you know, because you got the career, business, finance, income. We're just going to sum that up with money. So relationships, money, health, personal development, social life, spiritual growth, and development. Okay, so let's look at these six areas of self-reflection. We can start with relationships because we really, you know, this is like I say, this is like a whole course kind of like to go over all of these. So we can start with relationships. I choose relationships. Okay. Now take it slow. Breathe, everyone. Let's do this. Take a nice, slow, deep inhale, a deep breath. Pinch your lips like you're blowing out a birthday candle. Exhale nice and slowly. Okay. I know the topic of relationships can get intense. It can be emotional. It can be stressful. And it can be very joyful as well and pleasant. Okay. So it's going to be okay. We will get through this together. Just stay calm. Just stay calm. Focus. Focus. So relationships. Now, relationships include all types of relationships. Of course, our most important relationship is with God, our Heavenly Father. And then all other relationships should spring from that. So let's think about our relationship with others, such as relationship with family members, friends, neighbors, church family, co-workers, spouse, romantic relationships, leaders and authority, etc. Now, did you notice how I said, let's think about, right? Let's think about our relationship. In that last sentence, I said, let's think about. Not talk about, because when we talk about it, we can sometimes talk our way out of dealing with the true outcomes and the things that aren't really on our heart, the areas that we really don't want to deal with. You know, self-talk can be both good and not so good. So we transform our lives by renewing our mind. We train our thoughts by the things we focus on the most. When we speak, our words carry a lot of power, and the Bible says we will eat the fruit of our words. Psalm 19:14, I love this. It says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. So let me set the stage here and create us an atmosphere, right? Put on some nice, calming, instrumental worship music, you know, your favorite worship music. I like Dappy Keys. It's instrumental piano music, worship music, and it's on YouTube. That's just one of I love worship. I love worship. I love it. I love worship music. Take a few minutes of quiet reflection. Our thoughts are always on Jesus. Jesus is our center. He's the center of it all. We're thinking about the absolute love of God, knowing that you are accepted, that God will never leave you or forsake you, knowing that God is your very present help when you need Him. He's your help in a time of trouble or distress. God wants your attention and loves to spend time with you. You are the apple of God's eye, and He wants to pour His love out on you. God wants to build you up, strengthen you, prepare you for your assignment, and to use you, to use your life for His glory. His plans for you are all good. Okay? So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. As we self-reflect, Holy Spirit, we ask you to lead us and guide us into all truth. We partner with you, Holy Spirit, as you shine your glorious light on any areas that we need to change. We thank you, God, for the wisdom to make the change, to repent, and to decree your word over our lives. We decree acts, we decree and declare Acts chapter 10, verse 38 over our lives, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. So, Father, we thank you that you are with us and for your perfect love, God. We ask you to show yourself strong and mighty on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, we pray. So let's just do a really quick recap here. What time is it in your individual life? So what that's saying is, how are things progressing for you? Next, self-reflection of outcomes in these six areas. Next, common phrases you may have thought or said about the six areas of self-reflection. And the reason why those common phrases are significant is because, you know, our words are our words, you know, they really come out of our thoughts, right? So, and it's a reflection on our attitude and the way we approach things, right? And so if we're saying these words that are really anti-biblical, if we're saying this, then come on, we're going to get the fruit of that, right? So that's why I wanted to tie that in. And we want to just make sure that we're guarding over the things that we're speaking. Okay, so let's dive in. So since we're going to do relationships, I always start with, what does the Bible say about relationships? And we know it's a lot. So I just grabbed some scriptures and I'm going to, you all can write them down, but I'm going to read through them. Okay. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Remember, this is what the Bible says about relationships. We're looking at all kinds of different relationships. Ephesians 6, 1 to 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Now, remember that you are a child to your elderly parents as well. Okay. As parents, we lead our children by example. We set the stage as we honor God. So we as adults, you know, we're children. We are the children of our elderly parents. We want to take care of our elderly loved ones. Proverbs 22 and 16. This is for parents. This is for parents. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? So bottom line, do not be unequally yoked. Okay. Proverbs 18:24. One who has an unreliable friend soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Woo! His name is Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Ephesians 5, this is quite a few scriptures in here, and it's Ephesians 5, that's instructions for Christian households, verse 21, 23. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Verse 28, in the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Verse 33, however, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. Matthew 22:36-40, Master, which is the great commandment of the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Their work is to watch over your soul, and they are accountable to God. Ephesians 6:14, fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Proverbs 13:20, walk with the wise and become wise, associate with fools and get in trouble. 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Amos 3:3, how can two walk together unless they are agreed? So for siblings and all other relationships, I like to use Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God for Christ forgave you. Okay. Now continuing concerning the relationship category we're going to use, okay, you may feel some resistance to think about and self-reflect on some relationships and prefer to focus on others. I want to challenge you to zoom in on the relationships where you feel the tug, the resistance. This takes time. It's not something that you race through. Particularly think of a relationship area where you desire to see God move. Pick a type of relationship area where you desire to see God move in your life. Okay? Are you ready? Now remember, this is self-reflection. Thinking it over, kind of rolling it around in your head, so to speak. Get the particular relationship area in your mind. It can be a past or current relationship. Now, this is just a learning exercise. So I want you to close your eyes and literally picture the relationship. Picture it. I don't necessarily mean like a particular person or, but you're picturing a relationship. So I'm choosing to self-reflect on the marriage relationship. Okay. I'm not on a particular person per se, but I'm just choosing to self-reflect on the marriage relationship. Now, mind you, I said, try to choose an area where you desire to see God move in your life. So I'm choosing the marriage relationship as an example, but you choose your particular area, whichever type of relation. It could be with a siblings, a parent, child, coworker, pastor, you know, whatever you choose. Okay. So I'm choosing the marriage relationship, and I want you to get that. Your relationship that you desire to see God move in, I want you to get it pictured in your mind. Now, while you're picturing it, what was or what is the outcome as of today right now, how is it progressing? I want you to be honest with yourself. Not how you pray that it will one day be, but how it actually is as of right now today. You are strong. You are strong. You can face this. Okay? Face it, even if you're weak and trembling in the knees, be it good or bad, you got it. Okay. Okay, ready? So I want you to select that particular relationship. Peaceful or turmoil, safety or fearful, healthy, unhealthy, joyful or sorrow. We're gonna tackle it. Okay, so with the relationships, have you ever spoken any of the common phrases above or similar statements? It's good to go back to the beginning or foundation of the relationship. Foundation is key. So now that we have a particular relationship in mind, let's begin our journey. We are thinking about the foundation of that relationship. Go back to the very beginning. How did it begin? What are some of the things we spoke about the relationship in and throughout the duration of the relationship? This is really good. Are y'all having fun yet? This is good. So with my example of marriage, the foundation in the beginning, let's go. Okay. Here are some common phrases. This is my example, right? So these are some common things that I have said or thought. I know what I'm doing. I'm going back to the beginning, going back to the foundation. I know what I'm doing. I'm doing me right now. People need to stay out of my business. I don't need anyone's advice. Okay. Foundation. It's okay if you have to think back some years, right? The point is to get to the foundation. Philippians 3:13 says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Forgetting what's behind means it's okay to reflect back, but it's not okay to return to an old way of thinking. It's not okay to get stuck in the past to the degree that you can't progress forward. It's not okay to passively allow yourself to be hindered, oppressed, or bound. Pastor Bertha Gurdy would say, let every experience be a learning experience. So what does the Bible say relating to my self-reflection? Reflection. Okay. So 1 Corinthians, I did 1 Corinthians 15:33. Now I'm relating these verses specifically to my situation. It says, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. You know how you can go back and look at something in retrospect, right? And then you can see it clearly. You go back and look in retrospect, bad company corrupts good character. Okay. And then 2 Corinthians 6:14, don't be unequally yoked. Then Amos 3:3, this scripture right here. Ooh, I love this. It's plain. It's plain. It's powerful. This is a word right here. How can two walk together unless they are agreed? Then 1 Corinthians 6:18, flee from sexual immorality. Okay. All of the sins a person commits are outside of the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Then Ephesians 5 is all the instructions for the Christian household. You know, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. So these are the ones that I chose to apply to myself, I'm going to do a sidebar right here because this recording is longer than I thought it would be. Okay. This is really powerful. So I'm going to stop this recording right now. I know there may be some overlap. You all forgive me if there is, but I just thank God. And so I'm going to stop this here. And then there's going to be a second recording, a part two, because I really didn't want it to be so long. And it's like almost 30 minutes now. So bless you all. And I pray that you can listen to part two. Okay. I bless you. See you soon. Bye.